Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you a couple of verses from Exodus chapter 13 and talk to you about a road that is longer and tougher, but it's a better road. Here we go, Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 and 18, where we read this. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. That's Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 and 18. Now, Pharaoh finally let go and let the people of Israel leave Egypt. After the terror of the death of the firstborn, Israel couldn't leave soon enough for Pharaoh, so he pushed them out. As Israel left Egypt, God had a road for them to travel. Now, in that day, travel between Egypt and the empires that lay to the north and west of them, that travel was common. And the roads led through an area that we know today as Israel. There were well-maintained and well-traveled roads that could take the children of Israel right to the promised land. But God didn't want them to take an easy road. The coastal road was known in the ancient world as the Via Maris, at least in Latin. And that's translated the way of the sea. It was the shortest and most common way to go. But it was also the road where Egypt's military outposts were established. God knew the people of Israel were not yet ready to face those fortresses, so he led them in a different way. In the same way, God will never allow us to face more than we are able to bear. He knows what we can handle. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says this, "No temptation has overtaken you except as such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." You see, God knows what we can bear, and he knows what is beyond us. If God takes us on a difficult road, we can trust that it isn't too difficult as we rely on his strength. It would have been easy for the Israelites to think that the Via Maris, the road of the sea, was the best way to go. It was a better road, it was the shortest distance, and it was a trade route, so food and water could be bought along the way. But the dangers of the easy road were too great, even though at the time Israel could not see those dangers. The same is true of our walk with God. A way that seems right to us may turn out to be full of dangers that we could never even think of. Think of all the disaster God has kept you from when you couldn't even see the danger. Thank God today for his goodness towards you, and for the fact that sometimes the longer road and the tougher road is really also often the better road and God's will for you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.